Now, the Western Cape's recent gusty winds and their destruction have, of course, reminded us again how much important we have to have insurance. It's a very important thing to have as a household, but also a very important thing to have as a South African business. We've seen floods in the country. We've seen some hail as well last year, meaning that a lot of companies would have been claiming from short-term insurers, and those that didn't have insurance would have had to find another way. But what happens in a cost of living crisis where there isn't much money to go around and there's a lot of insurance and a lot of things to be covered, especially with the severe weather we've had recently? Mark Saunders, a divisional executive at International at GIB, joins us for this particular conversation. Mark, we've had a lot of recent bouts of very, very severe inclement weather, and it's come with destruction for homes as well as businesses. So how important then is it to make sure you have some sort of cover against these acts of God, if you will?
It's a bit of a pity that we end up having these discussions kind of post the kind of catastrophic situations. But I guess it's a reminder for a lot of people to start thinking ahead about what can happen in the future. And it's exactly that. It's about protecting yourself and your assets against this. And the one that is through insurance. And essentially, insurance is transferring that kind of risk onto an insurer who can carry that kind of a loss. When you can't.
But when we look at, let's start with businesses. For instance, you're looking at the geopolitics that's happening around the world, whether you're a business that's into export or importing some goods into South Africa, that would play into some form of insurance. But now you have to deal with insurance that comes with, you know, something that you can't really plan for, which is a natural disaster. So how do you make sure that within your budget, you can cope for all types of insurance that you need to get?
So essentially, you can always transfer a portion of the risk to an insurer, and whether that is trying to insure yourself against the kind of high level risk where you could potentially absorb a larger excess or deductible in your insurance program to reduce the cost, make it more stomachable for your business, and then at least you kind of buffer yourself or protect your business against the absolute losses and absorbing the kind of risk that you could potentially stomach and carry on operating as a business. I mean, the worst case scenario is where you have a kind of loss that would potentially close down the business.
We've had a lot of these natural disasters happen one after the other, and it's unfortunate to call it a perfect storm, but looking at the fact that insurance claims would have gone up, premiums are also going to go up from the insurance sector. So the affordability becoming quite difficult for both households and businesses.
Indeed. So at the end of the day, the insurers are paying for reinsurance against their book because they don't essentially carry the entire loss themselves. And so they end up passing the cost on to the consumer. But there's another side to it as well, where the insurers are focusing on putting quite stringent requirements on clients, specifically in the business space, where businesses, in addition to the increase in premium, have to spend money on essentially risk requirements to make themselves more of a stomachable risk for the insurers themselves. So there's a cost to that as well. But again, it's a necessity these days with the amount of losses and natural disasters that are happening.
It's become a complicated calculation, especially for industry actuaries, around what happens with a natural disaster, because you don't know if it's going to be, a flood, hail damage. You don't know if it's going to be the gusty winds that we've seen in the Western Cape. So what is the industry, briefing to actuaries to look out for and to settle in terms of premiums?
So essentially at this point, it's because everything has happened almost so haphazardly and so consistently over the last couple of years. I mean, if we talk from Durban floods to now, it's completely unpredictable the way that the storms have been hitting businesses and households around the country. So essentially, I think even the actuaries are a little bit confused at this point in time.
It's also a big concern then for insurers to have enough reserves as those claims come in, because with the floods we saw Toyota was affected, and that's a big business, and their claim of course won't be chump change, but also the ports were also hit, smaller businesses, households are calling in on the claims. So how do these insurance companies beef up their funds to make sure that as the claims come in they can meet them?
Yeah, so essentially the insurers who, when structuring their reinsurance, they generally go through an annual process of reviewing their treaties and purchasing reinsurance for the book of clients that they end up insuring. And this is where it comes down to using insurers that might not necessarily be the cheapest insurer, but actually the most stable and one that can actually pay the losses, because at the end of the day, there is a possibility that an insurer doesn't have the available capacity to settle all losses. And that's when you see insurers being liquidated, but sadly enough, clients end up getting a portion of the claim settled because there's just not enough money to go around. So essentially, the only way to avoid it is use a reputable insurer and check with your broker who they'd feel comfortable insuring your business with.
It really hurts to pay it, but having insurance, of course, does back you when these acts of God happen. Mark Saunders, Divisional Executive International at GIB.